Anuta, continua. The struggle continues. My people cry. My grandmother used to carry certain foods to Coronation Market.
She used to carry good
ones, ripe bananas and green ones too.
So true.
Star apples to make we feel blue. Guinep and polypa pumpkin.
So sweet.
Irish potatoes you can't talk about. Sweet oranges, oh it's so love. Pumpkin, oh it's so tough. Me I tell you about the Irish potatoes and so many, many more things. Now she can't even carry a tent, and I'm talking from the bottom of my heart.
Struggle.
Make a truck scover Greenwich.
Well, the gremlins are having a good go at us tonight. One moment I was speaking to ICNC, and then when I want to go on air, all hell breaks loose. And right now, I can't make the link, so I'm gonna keep on trying.
So much talk. Like the birds, the bees, the human beings.
So they did it in Vietnam. Iraq and Iran,
fighting for what?
Now Desert Storm, and you think say you rule. Jah knows you're not tough, you're not rough.
All right, I'm gonna give it another go. ICNC, are you there, King?
Come on, are you right?
Yes, I can hear you now.
It's a glory, yeah man, I am on this live and direct. There. Yeah, you right?
Yes, I can hear you clear. I don't know what happened a few moments ago. I did try and make the link, but all kind of noise it come over the airwaves. So but everything sound crisp right now.
Nice. Give it up.
So the weather in Jamaica now.
Beautiful man. Sweet. Yeah. Sweet, my brother. Sweet.
Oh, that's cool. Because last week we did try and make the link, but it's true the weather, we never make it, yes?
Yes. But we're there, you know, give thanks, you know what I mean? And we can chat as long as we are.
All right. So where are you then on the island?
Right now, we're in a trench town.
Okay. And that's the title of one of your tracks, isn't it?
We are from trench town.
So, is that where you're born as well?
Yes, I and I was born in Jubilee, a couple miles, about 2 miles from Trenchtown, exactly. But I was raised, you know, I grew up in Trenchtown and Central Village.
Right.
Two major places that I grew up in, you know. So other surrounding areas, but Trenchtown and Central Village is the catalyst of I and I growing up, you know what I'm saying? So, yeah, I just said that right.
Okay. I don't know. The sound is a little bit shaky. I'm not sure what's happening. But I don't know if it's whether you can get closer to the mic or what.
Right, a little better now. You're right. A little better now.
Yeah, that sounds better. If you can keep that up, that's great. That's great. Okay. So you're born in Trenchtown. Yes. That's famous for the birthplace of many musicians in reggae music.
So
round about the time you was growing up, you were looking up to and listening to around that time?
Well, most of the greats were around. I was around at that time, you know what I'm saying? You know, I was around Soul Syndicate, Earl Chinas Smith, you know what I'm saying? I was around Bob Bunny, Peter, Joe Higgs, you know what I'm saying? I was around the greats, man. Burning Spear, Augustus Pablo, you know, and Pablo Moses. Trust me, I was around all the greats, you know what I'm saying? We went to school right here in the area. So So there was always, you know, that fame to go down to Greenwich Farm and see the techniques, the unique Slim Smith and all those people, you know, growing up Freddie McGregor when he came from Clarendon, Bob, you know what I'm saying, in the early days when before they got up to Tough Gambie, up to the Museum at 56 World War Road, we were one of the set up the first youth who went up there with him, you know what I'm saying. So, you know, I always been around the greats, you know what I'm saying, and I know what it is for reggae music to be at the forefront of everything, and all this dancehall stigma that is taking place right now, that's not it, you know what I'm saying. It's Gully and his guys are phenomenal right now, that holding the kids are here. That's not it. This is the real thing. So it makes sense for each and everyone out here in Radio Land to listen to When Words Come to Life from Aisha and Simao and the Mau Mau.
Yes. Yes, well, it's interesting you make that comparison. And one thing I have to say, if you can keep your voice strong so it comes through clear, so that all the people here on Reggae Space can understand and really appreciate the things that you're trying to get across. Just to let the people them know, yes, we're talking live to ICNC Mau, lead of the Mau Mau Warriors band, one of the very few real roots reggae bands right about now in Trenchtown in particular, but really across Jamaica, would you say?
Yeah man, because right now the album has, you know, as let me just say right now in Jamaica, shot, meaning that it's everywhere right now, you know what I'm saying, the leading radio stations in Jamaica, for instance, the IRFM has gotten a hold of this album and they are rotating it very much, you know what I'm saying, the lead disc jockeys.
Yeah.
In rotation,
yeah.
Very, very much right now, and I have been called on many a shows. It's not all of them. I really want to go on, you know, some of them, because you know, for me, I just want to be amongst the people that says reggae, that means reggae, and wants reggae and needs reggae. You know what I'm saying? Because it's not everywhere you're gonna see Action Mau. That's what I'm saying. And the Mau Mau Warriors, no, never.
Right.
That's what I'm saying. Keeping it real, just as our predecessors and the great ones from them time, the Bob Marley and the Wailers, just to name a few, you know what I'm saying, Burning Spear, see, so we just want to keep it real, like how Jacob made that he deal with it, you know what I'm saying. So my people, be blessed and be aware that we are coming very, very, very strong right now with the roots rock reggae again. One Drop is live, is alive and well, my people, and I must say, welcome to the next great era in reggae music.
Yes, man. Well, it's interesting because, as you know, everybody know that reggae don't stay in one place too long. You know, it's a part of the culture to reinvent and try new things and so forth. And we all know that of late, you know, certain artists, many artists have been sort of making the link with R&B and mixing other genres with the reggae and coming up with something new, and you could even argue that the young people them like it, but listening to your album, When Words Come to Life, it seems like, and I don't know if you would agree, it seems like you're trying to reach back to the times when reggae was, you know, as you call it, real, you know, the foundation artist. You're trying to sort of reinvigorate that style of reggae. Would you say that?
Thanks, yeah. Thank you very much, my brethren. You hit the nail right on the head, drive it right into the wood, my brethren. That's where I am. That's where the people must be, because trust me, no one, and I repeat myself, no one has gotten around the King Robert Nesta Man. They can't. They won't. Reasons being, their music isn't as real as when they come to life. So listen, my people, and appreciate your love. Greatness of real music. That's where we are getting. Yes. That's what I'm doing right now. That's what I'm going to do. And that's what you are going to hear out of I and I. Every time you hear I and I. So my people, if you hear that I am in your ear to do a show, please be there, because don't miss it. You will regret it. See? Give time.
Okay. Okay. Well, that's really refreshing, because a lot of people have made the comment that, you know, it looks like reggae music losing its way, they say, you know, and getting too close to other genres and forgetting the roots and the birth and the foundation of the music. And it's really refreshing to hear you say that, you know, you're going to make it your purpose to try and continue the long history, the long foundation sound that is what we know as reggae. And this album, I know, I listened to a good few of the tracks, if not all the tracks, and you can say that, yes, it's real roots reggae music. And an example of that is this next track I want to play now. It's called Jah Blessings. You want to say anything about that?
Well, this is the track that has Jamaica and most of the world wondering where this sound has been all their lives. So, Yannis, drop it for them in London right now. Drop it for them right now, girl. Drop it.
Can't take your blessings.
The blessings of Jah.
Blessings from
Jah. Make it rich. And has no sorrow to it. Growing up in Western Kingston, my mother would say to me, son, have manners to people, be on your best behavior, and you will see. And as I grow up today, her principles will stay with me. And as far as I can see, her principles will come to me. As I shall see today, I would go on my knees and pray. And people would say to me, youth, you've come from good family. That's why them can't take Jah blessings from we. Them know that it rests up, dwell up, and in a we. Can't take Jah blessings from we. Them know that it dwell up, rests up, and in a we. From we a baby. Right now, turn adult, you will see the people from Asia, Europe, Africa, so beautiful to me. My people all over this world, I know you will all agree. The mama family, blessings, it well up with me. Can't take your blessings from we. Them know that it rests up, jam up, and now we can't touch your blessings from we. You can know that right now, under the divinity of His Imperial Majesty. Them on them evil philosophy,
evil ones.
Them on them evil mentality.
Well, I see and see. I just want to pick up on one or two of the lyrics you use in that song there. From the outset, you mentioned how your mother give you some advice, and you carry those principles with you throughout your life. It's like the tune is encouraging respect for your parents. Is that one of the things that you wanted to get across?
Well said, yes. Well said, my brother. Well said, because it's a theme from.
Boy, I can't really hear you good, you know.
You cannot hear me? Can you hear me?
That's better.
All right, listen to me now. Your parents, very, very important, you know, they play the most important role, you know, life. So, the advice, when And can you hear me, Dennis?
Yeah, but you're fading every now and then. You have to try and keep close to the microphone if you can.
All right, you're hearing me now? Steady?
Yeah, that's cool.
All right, hear me now, my brother. As I tell you, I think that your parents are very important. Your parents are very important. And please, my kids, all over the world, make note of that. Honor thy parents.
Because it seems like some of the youths nowadays, they're missing out on that guidance. Is that what you observe?
Yes, yes. So I make special mention of it. You know, I was brought up with my parents up to this minute. You know, I'm getting advice from my mother. You know what I'm saying? It's not a problem for you, younger ones. Like that. You know what I'm saying? And I'm a big man. It's very...
I'm struggling, Bridget. I'm struggling to hear everything you're saying. You know, and
you're hearing me now.
Yeah,
I'm saying that it is very important for you to me with your parents at 5 this day.
Yeah, yeah. All right. Well, that's.
You're hearing me better?
Yes.
Much more better now.
Yes, that's better.
Ira, give thanks.
So,
yes, as I said differently, you know, it's always important for you to remain with your parents' advice.
Yes.
You know what I'm saying? Very important for you to stay close to your parents' advice.
Yes, yes, yes.
Every day of your life. Because if it wasn't for your parents, you wouldn't be here. You know what I'm saying? So, Jah made it that way. So, it is very important for you to stay close to your parents' advice. Because they never tell you nothing wrong. Never. You know what I'm saying?
Yes, yes. So I'm interested now in your lyrics to these songs then. Where you draw your inspiration from? You know, there's different ways to go about it. You know, some people look outside and see things and turn them into songs, and other people from their own personal experience, what they see, you know, in their own life, you know, their own household and their own self. How you go about creating a song, you know, where you get the lyrics them from?
Well, the end is, I must tell you this, you know, in the world out here, that, you know, it's various aspiration. You know, Jah give me so much inspiration and aspiration. I have seen it in the eyes of, you know, being on the earth, you know, a couple of years now, that, you know what I'm saying, I draw my inspiration from all the things, you know, the struggling people, the youths, you know, myself, my family, you know, everything that Jah has prepared for Ryan and I.
You know,
I draw my lyrics from within the eyes of getting an inspiration.
Okay.
From that to really put it into penmanship. You know what I'm saying? So right now it varies within the eyes. You know, my inspiration comes from the Almighty within furious fans and weird. Trust me. It is a beautiful vibe, because I love to walk, you know. I love to ride bicycle. And I like to be by myself.
Okay.
So I'm saying, so when I get those vibes, I be by myself a lot within the heights. There are so many things coming forward. Being with my brethren, them also, there are so many things coming. Being with my family, it differs a lot, my brethren.
Okay.
So I have many, many times for the inspiration.
That's cool. That's cool. Yes, yes. And the next question that I'm sure a lot of people would be curious about is the name. You know, it's not a short name. It's not a snappy name. You know, it's ICNC Mau and the Mau Mau Warriors. Now, I do a little bit of research, and I know say ICNC relates to maturity, elder. Ancient, yes?
Yes. Well, I and I is founding from those time when I and I did name Junior Rankin alongside Finnegan. It was Finnegan and Junior Rankin from that time,
yes.
From in the early 70s, you know, forwarding until, you know, the early 2000s, when we decided to take our soul apart. You see what I'm saying? So it was always Finnegan and Junior Rankin from the 70s coming up to early 2000, you know what I'm saying, until about 2006.
And you make quite a few tunes under that name, Junior Ranking.
Yeah man. We made a couple of albums. You would
okay.
Say. You know, they aren't much out there. You know what I'm saying? But I can assure you, I can provide you with some unusual material because I have a lot of songs that have never been played out here before.
Okay. Because I did find one and two tunes, and them, you know, I noticed that they were conscious all them time.
Yes, it stayed with I and I, you know, because we came in the business within the heights of, you know, some very conscious youths, you know, doing the real thing, you know, staying with, as I said before, you know, staying with the real people, you know what I'm saying, in the business, you know, no joke thing about our music, because we get aspiration from His Majesty and Empress Menin within the heights to stay real. So up till this second I am talking to you, it is always real from them.
Okay, so you decide that at some point to leave that name, Junior yeah. Ranking, and leave that I don't know, that style of music, I guess, and to take up a different path. Yes,
because I and I see where I and I music that wagon has taken up I and I music and has jumped on the wagon and turned it into some different thing that the people start to shun. The real music and the real people of the music. You see what I'm saying? So I take it up onto I and I self within the heights, and the people look up onto I and I and say, Elder, I can say, deal with it, you know. And I and I look to Kenya. So I'm saying, Africa, the strength and for the power and for the wisdom. And when I and I was going to high school, which is Excelsior within the heights, of I and I being a teenager, I and I did give thanks and drop on the Mau Mau warriors from the Kenya region. And I love what they did with Didan, Didan as the leader, and Jomo Kenyatta within the time of the political arena. So, you know, it came up to I within this time to draw upon their strength and their origination and their creation from them time. And I said, all right, Zayshen Sima and the Mau Mau warriors.
All right. Just let me make it plain. Just in case the people them never quite catch that, because it's the Kenya link and the Kenyan Mau Mau warriors that inspired you and impress upon you to take the name and to name the band after them. Is that right?
Yes. Well said, Yen. That's so, be right.
And it was their fight and their
struggles, you know what I'm saying, and their inspiration and their the whole thing about them, you know what I'm saying. It has helped me a couple of years now, almost 30 years right now within the heights, to know that differently. Yes, these are the people that, you know, is like they crawl up into I and I and say, take the fight to them within this era, but deal with it with reggae music.
Right.
That's what I'm saying.
Yes.
I held on to that, and this is where I am right now when words come to life.
Okay. So the Mau Mau warriors, they had the enemy that they were struggling against. You're likening yourself to that body of people. Who would you say you're directing your anger or your who do you feel that is your oppressor or your adversary now?
Well, everywhere we're going up, people know to the frankly. It's the politicians.
Right.
They are a set of people that take upon themselves upon this earth to earth all of us on this earth. They get elected by us and then they forget.
Yes.
That's what I'm saying. So I and I right now has taken it upon I and I self to let the world be aware of these people, because I and I would like to say this first on the ear, outer and internationally, that we are going to formulate ourselves to beckon for my people to reject all elections over the earth. We want to go forward to dynasties where we have kings and queens and prince and princesses, and we trade for things on the earth. Right now I have a lot of East Indian mangoes, and I could trade it for some black mangoes. You see what I'm saying? I do have a black mango tree. You see what I'm saying? And I don't like to sell. I don't like money.
Right.
You see what I'm saying? So I would trade you know, somebody who had some black mangoes and I would give them some of my East Indian mangoes. Now that I see as a more preferable way of life.
I see.
You know what I'm saying? So I want to abolish and to eradicate this earth of all political frictions. All of them who claim that they are more educated than us. They know how to run our homes and our lives more than us. This is wrong. This is totally wrong in this, and I want to make it clear.
Right. Well, I'm sure that there's people out there that would agree with you. There are certain places in the world where, you know, they sometimes they call them communes or communities where, you know, they live self-sufficiently and cut themselves off from the wider society. And like you describe, it's about exchange and bartering and, you know, trading. As long as there's enough resources to trade, then they can quite well be self-sufficient and independent of the rest of society. And you would like to see more of that.
Here is more than enough for everyone on this earth. You see what I'm saying?
I beg you speak up a little.
There is more than enough for everyone on this earth. You got that?
Yeah.
You see what I'm saying? So, no need a man come and say different. He's hungry or he's in wants. You see what I'm saying? As long as he wants and he provides for himself to get, he will always be getting. As long as he stays focused within that area to get, he will always be getting. It's not by the sweat of your brow you eat bread, you know. Never. That is wrong. You know what I'm saying? Because a man do a lot of sweating and he never eats. You see what I'm saying?
Yeah.
He sits down and he rests. He never eats. It's not all about food and money. No, it's about liberty and life. You see what I'm saying? It's a way of life, my brother.
Yes,
so,
yes.
This album, as you can see, you know, even track 5 addresses the politicians. You know what I'm saying? When will these people realize that it's we who put them there every 4 hours, every 5 years, and they are there to work for us? When will these people realize is this? You see what I'm saying, my virgin? So
right.
Please, it's a political agenda for the Mau Mau warriors.
I see.
Trust, and all oppressors of the earth. We don't like people to oppress no one. Do not fight. Don't fight. It is not right. Track 6. When words come to life.
Alright.
See you in this?
Yes, man. Yes, man. Well, I'm glad you mentioned that because we did play it as the intro when we did first try and make the link. And as you know, we didn't quite make the link. So I'm quite happy to run that track again. It's the title title track of the LP, When Words Come to Life. What a strong statement. What were you trying to communicate when you named the album that? When Words Come to Life.
Well, everything that we do within the eyes of creating and organizing the Mau Mau Warriors. You see what I'm saying? In arranging everything, we took everything verbally and we made it into life.
Right.
You see what I'm saying? So, this album is all about doing that. You see what I'm saying? So, right now, it's all about doing things and seeing it, making things happen that you can actually touch and feel and see it happen right in front of your eyes.
Yes, man. Well, I see in the shout box there, William says you're delivering some real talk, and that's the word that really I use to describe what's happening with this album and in the conversation with you right now. We're talking about real things and trying to pursue a real situation where mankind can live, you know, more independently
freely.
Oh boy, yes, real stuff, real stuff.
Well, no visa for going nowhere. I'm on the people go out, jump on him, just get up and just jump on a plane or a boat and him gone. I'm
on
forgot people go anywhere. I'm going nothing on the requirements of this and that and nothing. You see me as a virgin, and that's what we're talking about.
Right.
Free on the earth, Some earth space, man. Give us some space, man.
Yes, man. The world is too small for borders. That's what I believe. Yes. Big respects to all those living in, listening in right now. We're talking to Isiansi Mao. He's got an LP out right now. Dropped the 10th month last year, well, October time, don't?
August,
right. Okay, entitled When Words Come to Life. We're going to run the title track from the LP again right now. We got Denture D, Dread Lion is on the bass. We got Frankie Dread. We got Freds and Ganja Smuggling, Large Up Williams again, Smiley. We got Selector Roast Bread Fruit. Large Up Reggae Lady every time. Good to see Rastology here. Queen Easy, Large Up Yourself. Big up Promotants, keeping the information flowing. And big up Lady Sue, new name to me. Big up yourself, big welcome. Honey Brandy's on the place, on the base, as is Goody. Big up yourself, Goody.
So much talk. Life. The birds, the bees, the human beings. So they did it in Vietnam. Iraq and Iran.
Fighting for what?
Now desert storm, and you think say you rule. Jah knows you're not tough, you're not rough. Sing! When words come to life, never fight. When words comes to life, it's alright. So you think so, you go go so every day. Ask yourself, comes what may. How you ever treat the people them like them a animal? Two foot, two hands, oh, them are no criminals, Chano. Today for you, tomorrow for me, and a soldier, I bet you will see. Jaja knows, and it really a go shows. See, when words come to life, why must we fight? When words come to life, everything, it's alright. When words come to life, it's so nice. When words, everything is so fine. So we build a vibe through each other every day. On our knees, we always pray. Oh, Jah, have mercy upon us each and every day. We commit no crime, so the Babylon can never touch us. No, never come. When words come to life, everything, it's alright. When words come to life, people, yes, everything's so fine. When words comes to life, please, never fight. Yes, we try to do the country, see the people all the time.
Yes, some real music, you know, sensible and serious lyrics. Big up yourself, ICNC. Do a good job with this album. I hope it has a great success. But I do believe that you intend to touch my part of the world. You intend to come to England later on this year.
Yeah, next month we want to touch you in again. Just next month we want to, you know, coming at your place, live and direct. You know what I mean? From a touch base, you know, we'll be letting you know, you know, day in, day out, but you know, our scheduled state, that means you will know when we touch. First,
yeah, man. And you and Damas, you're planning to come with Damas. We spoke to Damas last week, and he told us that his intention was to come as well. The two of you coming?
Yeah, man. Yes. I'm supposed to depend on the
Okay, so you have anything planned, are you looking to make plans as you go, or are you wanting to get some?
Well, we're supposed to have a little a show with the 12 tribe people, the 29th, which ends there, you know what I'm saying, in Brixton.
Oh, right.
Yeah, make note of that, yeah, you know, we're supposed to be in Brixton on the 29th, it's a Wednesday.
Okay.
So look, Virgin, you know, if you are there. You know what I'm saying? It's not if, you know what I'm saying? The first time in that part of the wood. So it would be great for people like yourself to be there.
Right.
You know what I'm saying? So
okay.
Looking forward.
So, but I'm sure that you'll be interested in people them linking you up and setting other things up whilst you're over in the country. And
most, my brethren, it's a must. You just set it, you know, just tell them to link you, and you will take it from there. You know what I'm saying? From them link you link me. You know what I'm saying? It's all a link, my brethren, because I want to see all my people, white, black, pink, everybody. I want to see Indian, Chinese, coolie. I want to see all of my people. You know what I'm saying? Because I know I am the voice.
Yes, man. Well, you heard it there, people. There's a fair few people listening right now, and with a bit of luck, this recording will be going out on the air into cyberspace, and there'll be many more people listening to your words. So, yes, you heard it. Just link up me or anyone here at Reggae Space, and we have the links with ICNC Mao, also with Damas, and we can set something up. We're looking at stage shows and appearances, them kind of things. Yes,
yeah, man. And you can check out I and I website, which is ICIENTCYMAU.com, ICIENTCYMAU.com. See, that is my personal website, and you can link me there for anything you need. All promoters, all fans, anything that you need, just link there. If you need an album, link me there, and we will ship it to you as soon as you make the link to us. It will be in your yard. It will be in your mailbox. See, my people, so don't be afraid. And trust me, it's not about a money thing. We just want to represent with the real, real reggae music. See, my people,
yes,
don't look about. It's not about a money thing. It's about the real, real music. So just link in this, and we'll take it from here. Saying,
lovely, Jablin. Lovely. Well, it's really unusual, you know. Whoa, we're getting some feedback now. Check. Ooh. I don't know what's happening there, ICNC. Right, it's on our right now. But it's a fair few interviews that I've done over the weeks, and it's unusual, I have to say, for artists to have their own website. Yes, you must be quite comfortable with the new technology. Oh dear, the gremlin seems to have taken ICNC Mao away from us for now. Okay, well, not to worry. Let's run the next track. The next track is straight from his album When Words Come to Life. It's a track entitled We Are From Trenchtown. This is the one that's getting lots of rotations on the island of Jamaica and worldwide. And yes, we can join that crew of people sending a positive message about Trenchtown to the world.
We're all professionals, though we come from this ghetto, this music. musical place, they call it the slum. Yes, you know how it runs. Where Bob and Peter and also Jabi came and learned their trade. And now it's time for the mama warriors to show you how it's done. Yes, we're gonna have some fun. We are from Trenchtown. We are from Trenchtown. We are from Trenchtown. And no one can push us around. George is still cooking porridge down here. This is why we love to share, because we care. Doing the right things to push away the fight. The elders made it so, yes, it must be right.
Must be right.
Must be right. We are from Trenchtown. We are from Trenchtown.
Well, ICNC, I don't know. I lost you there for a few moments. Are you there now? Hello? Oh, boy.
Yes, this place, it is a musical showdown. So why you always want to push us in sin? In a sin, cause we are from Trenchtown. We are from Trenchtown. Every sin,
we are from Trenchtown.
I see.
Give thanks and praise, my brethren. Can you hear right?
Yes, I'm sorry, I lost you there for a short while. I don't know what happened, but I was asking you, said that, you know, there's not many artists that I have the opportunity to speak to have their own homepage, their own website, and I was saying that you must be quite comfortable with the new technology.
Love it, my brother. Yenis, I love it. One of the greatest things right now, jazz presenting for us. Saying, I love it. You know what I mean? I take full advantage of it. I not laugh with it. Even my virgin, the more time I get vexed with them if they don't stay up on top of it. Because, frankly, this is the thing. This is why we are here right now. This is what we are working with at present, speaking right now. So it must be a great thing. You know what I'm saying? It's one of the greatest things. You know what I'm saying? So I love it, my virgin. I have no complaint about it. I want more of these things.
Yes, it creates some opportunities for you to link up with fans and to get your music heard, yes?
Every time, my virgin. Every time I make a lot of people know I and I also get to know a lot of people. So this is great. It's all about knowing people all over the earth, because this earth is so large and yet it is so small. But
that's
when
right.
We know people, it becomes very, very small. So respect and give thanks for Jah and his creative energies every time to pour on us human beings. So give thanks.
Yes.
More love and more life, yeah. Trust me.
Yes.
That guy, see it?
Yes, well, I'm hoping that the technology works for all the people who want to link you up. We got your link in the shout box right now, the homepage. We've been putting your Facebook page and your Reverb Nation page and various other pieces of information, various means for people to contact you. And hopefully, you know, as a result, there will be some links made and some opportunities for you to perform whilst you're in this this part of the world. Because you're not stopping in UK. I believe you're going to go on from there.
Yeah, man, I'll lay your yard back more and perform right now in the end this. Trust me. If nobody tell the people in the end this, please don't watch nobody talk about the place too little. You know what I'm saying? It is 8 of us. You see what I'm saying? We love just to stay in. We don't like hotels. You see what I'm saying? We love homes. We like to stay with our people.
Right.
You know what I'm saying? And let this work. I want to perform in the UK for my people to bring forward the realness of real reggae music. So let it happen. I'll be there, my people. I'll be stopping in Brixton first. So you can link I and I up now and let us make about 20 stops before we head on. You know what I'm saying? Because we'll be heading to a big festival in Channel Island after that. You know what I'm saying? And we'll be heading off also into Europe. So we want to make that link in the UK with my people. So please take full advantage of it now, because there will be times when, trust me, you know, I will just be in Jamaica, you know what I'm saying? So trust me, and Africa. So give thanks right now, you know, to all my people who are listening. And it's a beautiful day in Jamaica here, and you'll be seeing Ayman and the Mama Warriors.
All right. Well, big up all those who are listening in right now. Big up all the people in the shout box expressing appreciation. Big up Lady Sue. Big up DJ Queenie, Denture D. Large up Rastology. Big up Lioness of Judah. Enough respects to all those who are expressing positive comments about the music, because there's enough of that. And we want to, you know, accentuate all the kind of music that is going to uplift people rather than to depress people and keep them down. And certainly this album from ICNC Mau and the Mau Mau Warriors is an uplifting album, and we want to promote that. I just played while we were disconnected. I played We Are From Trenchtown. I believe that one is one of the ones that is getting a lot of rotation.
Yes, my brethren, it's getting a lot of airplays in Jamaica here, you know what I'm saying, and worldwide, you know what I'm saying, because I express a very, you know, loving feeling for my people in Trenchtown. And, you know, this is where Bob and Bonnie and Peter came, and, you know, and so many more came and learned their trade. You know what I'm saying? I know it's a time for the Mau Mau Warriors, you know, to show you it's done. So this song is very true and dear to me. You know, I live it, I talk it, you know what I'm saying? So trust me, it's very, very well played in Jamaica right now.
Yeah.
You know, it is.
And the next one that I personally like is the one that's called Struggle.
Yes.
Yeah, there's a video that goes with this one.
Yes, my brethren. It's about to come forward right now. The video is about to come out right now anytime in about a couple of weeks' time. So we're looking forward, and we know that we'll be dropping it in the UK first of all. You know what I'm saying? We are in the UK, this video will be out in the UK first.
Oh, right.
So I know you'll be getting an opportunity first, Andy.
Excellent. Well, I want to rinse this one out and give you the opportunity to think if there's anyone you'd like to big up before you go. But first of all, yeah, just let me play the track. Before I do that, though, we've talked about yourself, and we've mentioned the Mau Mau Warriors, but we haven't named them, and I feel that you know, as it's a group, you know, we should really recognize all the elements of the group.
Yes. Well, the group is consistent of, you know what I'm saying, first of all, we have Nina Carl that is carrying all those beautiful harmonies. She is the lone female in the band, you know what I'm saying, she carries harmonies. Then we have the drum and bass, Damian, who is on bass, you know what I'm saying, Damian Benjamin, who is on bass. And you have Songo, you know, that's Jermaine Wilson and drums and lead and rhythm guitars. You have Gadget, you know, Jermaine Gadget Reed, you know, a dear beloved virgin of mine that I'm about to visit after this out of your year, you know what I'm saying. And you have Gulugul Guzma and percussions, you know what I'm saying. And you have on horns, you have the mighty Tony Green, you know what I'm saying. And this album was actually played, you know, by Christopher Meredith and Squidly Cole from the Wailers Band,
right.
You know, who now tours with Stephen and a couple of his brothers.
Yes.
You know, I'm from the Marley clan there. You know what I'm saying? But my band, my actual band that will be on the road, that's whom I mentioned earlier out. But the actual album that is played, that you are listening to, was played by Christopher Meredith and Squidly Cole and some other members of my friends, you know what I'm saying, like Sticky Thompson. We have also Tony Ashabri Brissett. You know what I'm saying? We have Arsmouth Wallace from that famous Rockers movie.
Right.
He played drums and give thanks and praises. You know what I'm saying? So it was all a joy. You know, all my friends from them time, we came together and made this album.
Excellent.
Awesome. You know what I'm saying? I never took to forget my great keyboardist, Jeffrey Graham.
Right.
Who's also, will be touring. He's a member of the band right now. He played on all the tracks.
Yes.
You know, he's a member of the Mau Mau Warriors right now. So
yeah,
I'll be carrying them with me, and you'll see them for yourself personally, my Virginia.
Okay. I just felt it was important to give everyone some recognition, because it's not just one man that make the music. It's a group, and there's people behind the scenes as well, you know?
True. Well said, my Virginia. Well said, my
Virginia. All right. We could just play this last track, and maybe you can come back and just pick up one and two people that you feel that need it. And we have to say that we appreciate the time you've been spending with us.
Yeah, man, give thanks, and you know we stop appreciating, you know, we start to appreciate love right now. Yeah,
yes, trust
me. You know what I'm saying, because right now, you know, drop it as the people are listening. Give thanks.
Aluta, continua. The struggle continues. My people cry. My grandmother used to carry certain foods.
Like I say, it's my personal favorite of the album, so I'm going to pull it back, if only for myself. Yes, it's a track entitled Struggle. You'll see the video on the front page of Reggae Space under my status. And yes, I have to big up ICNC Mao and the Wild Wild Warriors for this track.
Aluta, continua. The struggle continues. My people cry. My grandmother used to carry certain foods to Carnation Market.
She used to carry good
ripe right bananas and green ones too.
So true.
Star apples to make we feel blue. Guinea and polypa pumpkin.
So sweet.
Irish potatoes you can't talk about. Sweet oranges, oh it's enough. Pumpkin, oh it's so tough. May I tell you about the Irish potatoes and so many, many more things. Now she can't even carry a tail, and I'm talking from the bottom of my heart.
Struggle.
Nothing is for free.
Struggle.
You went for me.
Struggle.
Can't you see?
Struggle.
People, it's not free. My brother and I used to cook certain food.
ICNC, this is another track that has some universal appeal whenever you mention the word struggle, don't?
CM Speed, trust me. This song has done so much wonder for us. This sound has revolutionized reggae in Jamaica. Now I know it is doing the same thing worldwide right now. Truck, nothing is for free.
Because enough people coming from Strange Town will know what name Struggle, and I'm sure, you know, most people who live in that region, and you may count yourselves amongst them, will have faced some struggle in their life, not true?
Well said, my brother. Well said. Well.
All right. Well, you also spent some time mentioning various commodities that would be useful in trading, I noticed, in the early part of the tune as well.
Yes, my brother. Me, that man, I love to go to the man. I love to cook. So, you know, when you come around, I always go cooking, you know, the real food. I love titles too. I love to cook anything, my brother. So, you know, we love to go to the market and shopping for ourselves. We love to cook.
Yes. Again, real food.
Real food, man. So it's a joy to sing about. You know what I'm saying? I always go to the market with my partner. So it's a joy to play a song like this also. You know what I'm saying? And everything I sing is real, my brother. It's real. I not that is probably where no falls comes from.
And next thing is a good thing to make three generations, you know, make the chain, because often nowadays, you know, it's what they call a nuclear family, where it's just the parents and the kids don't have any relation with their grandparents. It's only at Christmas and special occasion, and you make that link and make it strong and make it a everyday thing. Would you feel that that's an important thing for people?
Brethren, yes, trust me, it's so important that. Trust me, I wish we could walk and talk every second, because it is so important for us. You know what I'm saying? This way of life, it is very, very, very important.
Yes, man. Yes, man. Well, I have to say that it's been great talking to you, and it's been great listening to you, hearing your point of view, and there's been enough positive response from the listeners. I can see that in the shout box. Is there anybody you would like to big up before you go? I'm sure that, you know, you mentioned the whole of the band, and I'm sure there's many more people that you might want to mention.
Yes, you know, well, I and I always know, said the friendly, we give thanks and praise for His Imperial Majesty Emperor Ili, King Selassie I and Empress Menin Balance, because a lot of people always leave out the females, and they are so it can be enough important in our lives. You see what I'm saying? So I just want to shout out to everyone who is in the shout box right now, to give thanks for their listening ears, and to you, Yendis, and to your fellow listeners, and to the worldwide audience that listen to this program. I want to say give thanks for your time and your energies and your effort, because I man can feel the item real nice and well strong. You know what I'm saying? I'm forward into the UK right now very, very soon. I can feel all of you people right now just waiting to see I and I and to greet I and I. You know, so I am very, 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 right now I can't even sleep yet. Wait to find you right now. See? And so I just want to give thanks also to my band members and everyone who made this album possible. Delta and Dharma, you know what I'm saying? The coordinator of Mama Warriors, and everyone, you know, my empress, my kids, you know what I'm saying, your kids, your family also, you in this, you know, everyone who is all around the world right now, give thanks. Give thanks again and again and again.
Well, see? Yes, enough respect. Enough respect goes out to you and the whole of the band and everybody involved in the Ashanti Mau Mau Warriors. And it's, as I say, very, very good for you to spend time and talk to us and share a little of your thinking and a little bit of your vibe with everybody here. And I hope I wish you the greatest amount of success when you touch the airwaves, the airplane, and reach in England and wider Europe and anywhere else that you happen to go with your music, because the music, as far as I can see, brings a positive message and enough upliftment.
Give thanks, Yendis. Give thanks once and again, give thanks to Virgin for having I. It was a great moment to share with you and the people of this earth. So give thanks to all of my friends and my fans all over. And look for I and I coming forward into your neck afterwards, your town, your house, you know, into your garage, to cook for you, to smile with you, to reason with you, to have a nice draw with you. Saying, give thanks. See my people.
All right. Thank you very much. Well, I'm going to play one final song here because you did mention the Empress, and we don't play the tune for the Empress. And I know there's a track on the LP entitled just that, Empress. So many thanks again for your time. I can see Damas has just touched down on the shout box on Reggae Space. Big up yourself, Damas. But I'm going to the final tune and say goodnight to Ashanti Mau with the track from the LP entitled Empress.
Yes,
so long I've been wanting to tell you this. Yes, it burns in my heart. It sometimes make it miss. And this feeling I feel, oh Jack, it's a tender lover's bliss. Oh Empress, you're so dear to me, I can't resist. No, Empress, I love you.
I love you.
Empress, I want you.
I it's true.
Empress, I want you.
I want you.
Empress, I really do.
I love you.
Empress, I need you. And I know it's true. I want to make us a beautiful family. Two beautiful girls for you and two warriors of this for me. You see, that's how life is, my girl. That's how it should really be. And that's all to Jah, you see. There's nothing like a family. Empress, I want you.
I love you.
Empress, I really do.
I want you.
Empress, I need you. And Jah know it's so true. Empress, I really do.
I want you.
Really in love with you.
I love you.
Empress, I need you. And Jah know it's true.
Beautiful music. ICNC Mao and Mao Mao Warriors, many thanks goes to them and best of luck in the future. Track from the LP entitled Empress. Speaking of Ali, Empress is on the bass right now.
Please remove them from me from day to day. And people and folks all over will all have things to play around us. But I'll try to jack on my knees and pray every day. Oh yes, come Empress, I love you.
I love you.
Empress, I really do.
I want you.
Empress, I want you. And Jah know it's true. Empress, I love you. I know it's true. So long I've been wanting to tell you this. Yes, it burns in my heart. It's sometimes
just a few minutes left in the hour before Williams comes in, and I don't want to encroach on any of his time, so I'm going to keep the vibe of the ICNC Mao and the Mao Mao Warriors right up to the top of the hour with another track from the LP, just to make you really appreciate some of the breadth of music coming from the ICNC Mao Mao Warriors. This track is entitled Works to Do.
So much things to be done. Jano, yes, I rise up this morning and check my menu. Decided I go and cook some stew. Check out my brethren if I feel involved him too. Hey, look on him face, rust and no whim starts screw. I have got to remind myself that there is nothing new. I try to teach them in life and I them wants to. I've got works to do.
Pull that one back to the top. Track entitled Works to Do. Big up Frankie Dread. Large up yourself, Damas. Lady Sue, big up yourself. Big up all the shout boxers. Yes, Queen Easy, Denture D. Big up DJ Queenie. Williams coming up at the top of the hour in literally no time at all.
So much things to be done. People, Jano, yes, I rise up this morning and check my menu. Decided I go and cook some stew. Check out my brethren if I feel involved him too. Hey, look on him face, rust and no whim start screw. I have got to remind myself that there is nothing new. I try to teach them in life and I them wants to. I've got works to do. Hey, hey, works to do. Jah know it's so true. Works to do. Hey, hey, works to do. So I can't watch you. Now them check all of the youths them and send them off to war. Behind closed doors, the whole of them are spar. Let's single out all warmongers and ask ourselves, yes, who was suffer. And take away the ignorance and hypocrisy from the big leaders who claim to be. Now the truth in life is one identity. Stretch across all this earth for us to see. We've got works to do.
Here's your title, Works to Do, and I'm out of time. I'm sorry, I'm out of time. I can't even play the balance of the tune. But I'm going to leave you with a couple messages. Try and link up with ICNC Mao and the Mau Mau Warriors. There's links in the show box. Just scroll down. Or you can just visit the page of Promotants and you'll find all the links there as well. Yes, they'll be coming to the UK in June, the latter part of June. See if we can link them up and set something up, because I know said that anywhere they've touched, the place will be very appreciative of the kind of music that they bring, the positive message and of upliftment. You'll hear me back in your ear tomorrow night between 10 and midnight GMT with my revival and request show. And many people will know that it's the 30th anniversary of the passing of Bob Marley. And yes, if you hit me up with any of your special requests for that show, any Bob Marley tunes, if I have it in the archive, then I'll try and give it to you and all the listening massive as well. That's tomorrow night between 10 and midnight. Yes, marking the 30 years of passing of Bob Marley. Okay, that's me for tonight. Stay tuned for Williams coming up right about now. Many thanks for your interactions, and enough respect goes out to each and everyone who stayed with me for the last 2 hours.
From the big leaders who claim to be. Now the truth in life is 190. Stretch across on this earth for us to see. We have got works to do. Works to do. So I can't watch you. Hey, works to do. Hey, hey, works to do. I can't study you. Hey, works to do. Hey, hey, works to do.
Reggae Spirit.